Welcome to Season 2 of Creepypasta Myths. I'm your host, Andrew. I hope you enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. I'm Downstairs, written by Matthew Stacks. The clock struck midnight. I was on my laptop in my bedroom, browsing through YouTube videos. However, my browsing stopped when my phone vibrated. I saw that I received a text message from my friend Ben. "Hey man, I'm outside by the back door. Can you let me in?" I knew he was lying. For the last few weekends, he had been messing with me. One weekend he told me he was parked in my cul-de-sac, when in reality, he was in his bedroom. The following weekend, he told me that he was coming over to hang out. When I came outside to greet him in his car, he flirted out of the neighborhood. I wasn't going to let him get me this time. I sent a reply back. "I know you're just messing with me again," he immediately replied back. "No, I'm being serious this time. I am by the back door." "Nice try. I know you're not there." I placed my phone down and continued my search. About a minute later, my phone vibrated again. "I'm downstairs," I replied. "Ben, you can't troll me 3 weekends in a row. However, I'll give you A for effort." I placed my phone down again. I wasn't going to play his little game. As I was about to continue my search, I started to hear something from the deafening silence of my dark house. I faced the doorway behind me and listened closely. It sounded like footsteps, silent footsteps walking around downstairs. It was nerve-wracking. I couldn't believe it. Was my mind playing tricks on me? Or was Ben actually in my house? I grabbed my phone. "Are you joking with me, man?" I continued to listen as my phone vibrated again. "No, I told you I was downstairs, but you didn't believe me." I was quite relieved that it was him, but I was pissed off that he broke into my house. I could hear him walking around downstairs still, and I waited for him to come up into my bedroom. I grabbed my phone again. "Are you going to come upstairs? I can hear you walking around downstairs. Just come up already." I sent the message and waited for him to respond. I was starting to get a little annoyed after a few minutes of waiting. I got up from my bed and went to the doorway. I proceeded to shout downstairs, "Get upstairs already! Stop messing around!" I sat back on my bed as I began to hear him walk upstairs. Suddenly, my phone vibrated again. It was a text message from Ben. "You know I was just messing with you, right?" My heart dropped. I looked up at the doorway to see my killer smiling at me. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.